Crush. A comedy of sorts, because Sasuke was always attracted to power. The first time it happens to Sasuke, without consent, he passes it off as a fluke. It has to be some sort of fluke. Perhaps he hasn't slept well enough, or doesn't have enough fiber, but, well, there it is. Strangely, he doesn't mind so much because it usually goes away. Even though it's an awkward, squicky, weird change, even though it starts to interfere with training, it's only a problem he bothers to acknowledge as an irritation, never mind how it happens at the worst times. So, Sasuke being Sasuke, he chooses to ignore it and save himself the mental trauma. It's his body, he should be able to control it perfectly well. And ignoring it does work, sort of, because he stops and engraves it bone deep so he'll never forget it. Of course, he does forget it. It does happen again. 7 months and 2 days later. He's only 15. Sasuke naturally reverts to the tried and true ignore until gone mode, but that only holds out for a little while. The second time it happens, after his second oath of control, it takes Sasuke half of the day to make it go away by ignoring it. The third time, Sasuke is so immersed in training that he isn't even aware of the heightened, emotional state. It's not like anyone else would have noticed. Sasuke's too close to Naruto, and they have a knack for changing positions to suit whoever's got the advantage. However, if anyone did notice, they might have pointed out that it could be the result of his sparring match with Naruto. Because if anyone had noticed such a thing, and, God forbid the very thought, Naruto's possible involvement, they might have also noticed that Naruto is quite... well... Naruto is fast, too fast for normal sight. His hands are a blur of solid strikes, and it takes all Sasuke's efforts just to keep those hands away. They spar intertwined and twisting into kicking aggressive kicks and hits way too close to each other, with Naruto's grin fierce and wild and a touch too sharp. Sasuke doesn't really notice. He likes fighting Naruto like this, a blur of thoughtless reaction gliding under the sheer sense of strength he feels fighting Naruto. Sasuke's eyes are dark and intense with the subconscious awareness of how close they are, Naruto's mouth wet and slightly parted in the concentration of reflex, his eyes... Today, Naruto's eyes are a narrow and a particular crimson. The color represents his anger and loss of control, the mirror of Sasuke's biting, acidic comments. Even sparring, Sasuke's mouth has always been sharper than his instinct, and Naruto has always been his sharpening block. The blonde bears it well, for one who exposes indignantly at any glimmer of insult. But it doesn't explain why, as Sasuke tumbles to the ground with mild surprise under a flurry of kicks and slashing hands, or how it has happened again. Sasuke lies there, stunned, mortified, as Naruto straddles him to pin home the win. The blonde grins at him, wild teeth bared, red-eye glee, and says, "Looks like I win, eh, Sasuke-chan?" And even his voice is rough. He's just about to... Sasuke promptly kicks out the heel of his palm, striking Naruto about the chest and pushing him back. "Jeez," the blonde whines, falling back, narrowly missing Sasuke's thigh with one jabbing heel. "What's your problem? I totally won that round." Sasuke stares at him in the manner of a ruffled cat, narrow-eyed and silent, picking at his shirt under the pretense of dirt. "Moody bitch," Naruto sneers, sticking his tongue out good-naturedly. Somehow, when Sasuke wasn't looking, his eyes have returned to the bright blue he normally sees. It's different, and Sasuke isn't sure why the difference bothers him. Does he even know his eyes go red like that? It's not like he doesn't know about Naruto's demon anyway. "Guess that means we're done. Hey, I'm starving, let's go eat ramen." "No," is the only word Sasuke bothers to spit over his shoulder. "Yeah, whatever. You probably don't even need to eat. See ya, Sasuke bastard." Sasuke doesn't get up from where he sits in the middle of the training grounds. He labels it as catching his breath and waits until his heart stops freaking out to stand. He takes only a moment to catalog the encounter with Naruto and his other issues as odd. It wasn't quite panic he felt, more of a twisting, insecure hold on what was safe. He knows that this over Naruto was... No, it's not because of him. No way, it's something else. Ignore it, Sasuke thinks, and the matter is done. Some weeks later. By the sixth time it happens around Naruto, making a grand total of 9, they are on a mission halfway across the sand country, stuck in some narrow canyon. Kakashi sent them off for water and any food they can catch. They're arguing before they're out of sight, and by the time they reach the stream, Naruto's eyes are shimmering red, and Sasuke's forced to dodge several quick, well-aimed punches just to save his nose. But that was the easy part. Realizing he'd have to figure out a way to hide his current condition all the way back makes him edgy. But 3 seconds later, with the phrase, "Fuck you, asshole," Naruto's stalking up the stream to fish on his own. Once he's out of sight, Sasuke considers the last few moments. But it certainly isn't Naruto, he tells himself sternly. It can't be. It's something else. But what? What about that dim-witted Dobe Naruto would trigger such an irritating condition? If it was even possible, which it's not, really. Needless to say, Sasuke thinks hard and fierce about the matter of Naruto, stripping down his assessment of the blonde and cross-examining everything, because it'd certainly help eliminate all other possibilities. Then it hits him, and it fits so perfectly. So perfectly, in fact, that by the time Sasuke returns to the makeshift campsite with several decent-sized fish in hand, he's coping by convincing himself he's interested because of one important little detail. The only thing that it could possibly be. Naruto had a demon. Demons were powerful. Sasuke had a certain fondness for power. He lusted after a demon, plain and simple, and in Sasuke's opinion, much easier to deal with. But 3 days later, it's still gnawing on his mind. Sasuke sets on ignoring Naruto in his consecutive mood swings, from furious to making jokes while they return to Konoha. They go their separate ways at the bridge, and Sasuke ignores the way Naruto glances after him curiously, probably wondering if he's going off to train, and heads down the street to his home. "Who cares about Naruto? I'm busy lusting after his demon," he tells himself, mildly bewildered. It's still too strange. But it's Naruto's demon, so won't Naruto be around for it anyway? Sasuke stumbles over what could be the smallest pebble, distracted and irritated. Of course, Naruto had to. Is this sort of thing even possible? Well, whatever it meant, Naruto included, Sasuke doesn't like it. He shoves his hands into his pockets, too close to an easy alarm to feel even ready to consider what might happen. It's not about him, Sasuke tells himself. It was just a side effect to the power Naruto held, not that stupid Dobe. Definitely not. He wasn't attracted to Naruto, not in that way. Naruto isn't handsome. Sasuke accepts this as fact. There is nothing pretty about him, Sasuke thinks irritably. Nothing attractive. No matter how many times he looks or stares or glances, Naruto isn't cute and Sasuke isn't even trying to convince himself since it's already true. He isn't pretty or rugged or charming or any of those things that Sasuke has come to associate on the attraction scale. Perhaps his eyes are spaced too widely, or it's the way his mouth is crooked and always mobile. Well, despite the irritating noise Naruto is capable of, Sasuke knows it's the only feature that both condemns and redeems the boy, and he just as deliberately forgets the way Naruto can smile sometimes. But aside from that, no matter how Sasuke tries to understand it, Naruto is still not attractive. His nose is broad and his cheeks are still child plump. His hair is at best unmentionable. Not appealing at all. The only delicate feature is the fine scratch of scars on his face, but even the scars lend him ferocity. Naruto equates to so much rough, gleaming edges and softness rarely. The shine of his hair in the day, tanned skin, brief smiles. Sasuke snaps his head up and breaks the thought in half, suddenly aware of how he doesn't know when he stopped walking. He's much less appreciative of the fact that he's apparently been lost in a furious, inexplicably serious contemplation of Naruto's qualities, of his possibilities instead of focusing on the problem. I'd rather be drunk than sit and think about that idiot. Oh, hell with this, that's a great idea. Sasuke turns on his heel and heads off another way, the sudden, immediate urge to deal with this on a drunken basis overpowering his common sense. Because it had to be the fox. 1 hour after that, Naruto is on his way home from the Ichiraku ramen stand, pleasantly full and wondering briefly if he should stop by the training grounds to see if he could spy on Sasuke. But Sasuke, his senses tell him, is on a chair in that liquor stand. Naruto nearly trips in his efforts to backpedal and whip his head around to see... the hell? That... That was Sasuke sitting on a bar stool of a cheap, dingy, open bar stand. No one else around. No fair, is the first thought in Naruto's head. He's not old enough to drink. The next thought is closer to home, although Naruto won't ever really know how close, because Sasuke will never tell him. Sasuke must be really pissed off if he's drinking. I don't think the mission was that bad. I wonder if he got dumped by some girl. So, without a second thought of whether Sasuke wants company or not, Naruto slides into the seat next to Sasuke, saying, "Bastard! Hey! Hey, how come they're letting you drink?" Sasuke gives him a glare that's both horrified and accepting. Sasuke's most immediate thought? Oh, fuck.
"Go away,"
Sasuke mutters after a moment. He takes a swig of the sake bottle and glares for good measure, settling a hand on the chin not holding his sake and almost pouting.
"What are you doing here anyway? I've never seen you drink."
"You have to hook me up," Naruto replies, grinning at him.
"Come on, come on. Hook me up or I'm telling Sakura that you're drunk and vulnerable."
Sasuke glares at him harder, knowing his threat to be genuine, knowing the alternative is possibly worse.
"Stupid, crappy mission,"
is what he says, because it was the mission's fault anyway. Now, all Naruto had to do was leave. "Like hell I'm giving him any of mine," Sasuke thinks, still glaring at him.
"Aw, come on, Sasuke, please!"
Naruto pouts with wide, clear blue eyes in a ridiculous attempt at an innocent persuasion, shamelessly begging.
"Please," he whine whispers. "Please, please, please."
Twitching, jaw setting firmly, Sasuke holds out for an amazing 3 minutes and 48 seconds before he discreetly hands an extra bill to the bartender, and just to get Naruto to stop with that irritating expression, slides the fresh bottle 2 inches closer to the blonde.
"So much for not sharing."
Sasuke scowls at the sake as if it had orchestrated everything, which it totally had and was currently congratulating itself. Carefully, Sasuke lifts up the sake cup to his mouth and knocks it back, musing absently that Naruto was going to get drunk too, right next to him and...
"Hey, he might let me molest him later."
Sasuke promptly chokes on the alcohol he's swallowing.
"Fucking awesome," is Naruto's mutter,
sly and happy, climbing properly onto the nearest stool, oblivious to the strangled noises Sasuke is making. Somehow, Sasuke isn't so sure getting intoxicated was the safer choice anymore.
"But I'm drunk," Sasuke remembers. "Well, on my way anyway. Drunk people do stupid things when they're drunk. Naruto's a stupid thing."
Something inside mutters and sighs in irritation. "I guess I could consider it natural." And with Sasuke half convinced he has no choice, he keeps drinking. The next 2 hours or so, they spend while passing a bottle, Naruto keeping up a one-sided conversation, and Sasuke mostly leans his chin on his palm so he can stare at Naruto while pretending not to. By 10:30, the same group of tittering girls has passed by the stand more than 5 times in the past 20 minutes. Neither pay much attention because Sasuke's captivated by how vigorously Naruto swings his arms when he's trying to exaggerate something, which is, quite honestly, everything he says without exception. And suddenly, to Sasuke anyway, Naruto saw her coming a mile away. There's one by Sasuke's side. She's posturing shyly, blushing, eyes locked dead center on Sasuke's feet.
Excuse me, I was wondering..."
It's hard to feel irritated yet. She's just so funny looking. Sasuke manages to glance at Naruto, who's taking a swallow from the bottle and looking so utterly tempting it makes the Uchiha snap his head back to look at whatever the girl is saying.
"Are you seeing anyone?"
"My eyes are just fine, thank you."
There is a delicate moment of perplexed silence while the girl realizes they weren't just hanging out and pretending to drink, and Sasuke is just as perfect at being drunk as not. Then Naruto starts to snigger, his cup held frozen just before a sip, and Sasuke tries to swap him underside the head for daring to laugh at him.
I mean, are you dating anyone?"
"Oh, she's asking that."
Sasuke almost pouts before he scowls.
"Not yet."
"Doesn't, like, everyone ask you that?" Naruto mutters, smirking, amused and swinging his legs, and Sasuke ignores the fact that he automatically looks.
Oh,
she brightens, smiling enchantingly.
Would you like to go out? I mean, if you have time, I'd like to have lunch with you sometime.
Sasuke blinks, considers this notion, and he'll never be quite sure how he got to the conclusion that crystallizes in his mind. But he turns to Naruto, slings an arm around his neck to lean in close. Then he asks, "Boy or girl?" "Huh?" Naruto blinks at him, slow grin burning over his face, and then he starts to laugh. "What the fuck? Who's a girl? You better not be calling me a girl, Uchiha."
"No, no, you know."
Sasuke twists on his chair, hiccups, and leans in to whisper,
"The fox, boy or girl?"
Naruto is laughing so hard he's nearly falling off of the stool.
"What? Oh my god, what? You did not just say that. Where are you? I can't believe my ears."
He laughs for another minute and joyfully kicks his feet until Sasuke cuffs him. Then Naruto sprawls forward over the counter on his elbows, still roaring with laughter. At that moment, Sasuke decides he'll make Naruto pay the bill for drinking more than his share of the alcohol. "Boy." Naruto turns his wicked grin at Sasuke, scooping up a bottle while the moment lingers. "It's a dirty fox boy."
"Oh, okay then."
Answer found, Sasuke turns to the girl watching with bemused eyes and tells her clearly and distinctly, "Sorry, I'm gay." Naruto's in the middle of drinking as he hears this. He manages another swallow while his brain muzzles through a, "What did he just say?" and the concurring, "Is he gay for my fox?" Accordingly, he spits out the alcohol and manages a, "What?" that echoes across most of the village.
Really?
The girl blinks, confused and half smiling as if there was a punchline. Her eyes dart to Naruto, then to Sasuke again, and when her face goes a strange red splotchy color, Sasuke wants to say it again just to watch her face change.
"Oh, I'm so sorry that I bothered you."
She's almost out of sight before Sasuke turns away from her and goes back to tipping his bottle. After a moment, because Naruto is staring at him in shock, he puts it down and scowls at the blonde. His brain hasn't answered the alarm knocking on the door yet, so Sasuke takes another drink to prepare for it and wait. Even so, it's always been safer to be silent, and Sasuke is stubborn enough to keep his "what are you looking at" glare fixed on Naruto's astounded expression until the blonde glances away, eyes still wide. But he knows now. Oh, hey, wait. And that girl knows, too. She's gonna tell all her friends, Sasuke realizes.
"No way,"
Naruto breathes, then takes up his cup and slams two swallows in quick succession, wipes his mouth with the back of his wrist.
"The whole village will know by morning," he thinks. "Everyone."
"Oh, shit. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid," Sasuke thinks,
and he realizes he can't stop watching Naruto just sit there, middle spasming over a sudden awkward nervousness. Tension stitches up his back until he stares down at his sake cup and sets the last few bills on the counter. Naruto hasn't looked away yet, and doesn't notice when Sasuke slips silently from the stool, two sake bottles in his pouch.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
When Naruto does notice, he shouts, "Hey!" and scrambles to slap his own payment down and take off after Sasuke. He only stumbles twice in his efforts to catch up, and reaching him, snaps, "What the hell was that about?"
Stupid, stupid, stupid Naruto and his stupid, dirty boy fox thing.
Sasuke reaches down for a bottle, twists out the cork, and takes a pull without changing his expression. Without stopping,
"None of your business."
"Nuh-uh, you said..."
Naruto darts in front of him, flushed from the alcohol and wide-eyed with unwanted revelations, pointing and close enough that Sasuke jerks back to avoid getting stabbed by a finger.
"You said you're gay after you asked... What the hell, Sasuke? Are you gay for my fox?"
The flash of offended anger is the only warning Naruto has before Sasuke punches him, taking care not to break his nose, and stalks off, after a minor correction to avoid the nearby tree. Staggering, Naruto snaps his gaze back onto Sasuke with immediate rage and launches after him.
"Asshole! Get back here and answer me!"
They're both incapable of fighting as fast as normal, But Sasuke isn't drunk enough to forget about avoiding Naruto's attacks, or miss the way Naruto's abdomen flexes with the way his body turns. Sasuke blocks two punches with a forearm when Naruto twists back around quickly. In fact, he's drunk enough to have a brief flash of what that stomach would feel like, tensing under his fingers, and look at the way his mouth looks. In one moment, Sasuke realizes it's a bit too late to be distracted. "What the hell, Sasuke?" Naruto snarls, ducks under a narrow swipe, and snags a handful of Sasuke's shirt. It's enough for him to swing in close and push Sasuke off onto a tree, hoping it'd knock some sense into him.
"Tell me what the hell you mean, you're gay, when you asked me that!"
Without replying, Sasuke snaps a heel to the pressure point inside the knee of Naruto's right leg, using the momentum of the rebound to bring his knee into Naruto's side. To his credit, Naruto grunts with pain but doesn't let go. He brings up the elbow of the arm he's using to pin Sasuke and threatens suffocation. Scuffing, Sasuke wipes his elbow at Naruto's head and barely misses him, already holding his breath, when Naruto cuts off his air to make a point. Dizzy within moments, it takes Sasuke a good 3 seconds to realize that Uzumaki Naruto is flat-out pressed against him and how he feels. His body is struggling for the air that isn't there, and Naruto is frozen in his own state of shock, a peculiar expression and a darker tint to his face. Finally, two jerking heartbeats later, Sasuke turns his mouth to the arm and clamps down, sucking in air and the taste of Naruto's skin through his teeth as the blonde yelps and staggers back. For a moment, they stare at each other, and Sasuke is aware of two things. He's too drunk to feel like extending the fight, and not smashed enough to feel comfortable with what just happened. And I'm the one who wanted to take him home all drunk and molest him. Sasuke refuses to blame himself for the awkward nervous feeling in his middle, and gropes for one of the bottles in his pouch.
"Changed my mind," he tells Naruto and wipes his mouth, glowering flatly, turning on a heel without a second glance. "I'm going home."
"What? That's all you're gonna—" "Hey!" Naruto calls out behind him. "Bastard, you didn't answer my question! Hey, you can't just walk away like that!" Sasuke doesn't look around to know Uzumaki will appear 2 paces away from his side, doesn't have to look to see the stubborn, flaring temper on his face. "Are you even listening to me? Hey!" At least he's taking it well. The dazed, still in so much shock I want to stab myself part of his mind mumbles. Sasuke has to rub at his face in the effort to get away from just what Naruto taking it well could mean.
"Means he's following me home," the rest replies, and Sasuke suffocates on the giddy pressure in his middle, the urge to laugh, to be embarrassed.
So he opts for the default setting of irritation instead and mutters, "It was a stupid question." In Sasuke speak, this means, "Don't ask me something stupid and I won't kill you." It also seems like Sasuke is too sloshed to care about anything else but stupid questions, and it takes Naruto only 5 minutes to work up a suitable question that wouldn't get his head smashed open.
"So, where exactly do you live?"
"The Eastern Quadrant."
"Oh, cool. That far, huh? You got a big house?"
"Got a whole district," Sasuke mutters bitterly to the bottle, and ignores the way Naruto glances at him, the curiosity in his blue eyes obviously stronger than his sense of preservation.
"So..."
Sasuke waits for Naruto to finish whatever stupid thing he's thought of next, and attempts to peer into the bottle to gauge its level.
"So, does it, happen a lot?"
Through the shock and a response 10 seconds later than usual, Sasuke levels a withering gaze in Naruto's direction and doesn't answer. Wouldn't matter if he tried to hit him anyway. Naruto's deliberately out of range, just in case.
"What?"
Naruto protests defensively, frowning.
"I'm just asking. I get them all the time."
"Yeah, really needed to think about that," Sasuke thinks, violently shutting down on the thought of what Naruto was implying this time. The only clue Naruto would have to Sasuke's deteriorating thoughts was the singular twitch of his shoulders.
"But not really about guys. It's just kind of weird," Naruto finishes, hunching, sticking out his tongue.
"Idiot," Sasuke mutters, cheeks pink against his will. He remembers to take a bracing pull from his store of alcohol, remembering that he can blame almost everything on the alcohol, and wondering how close to passing out he was if the ground was rolling away from his feet.
"So,
How far have you gone?
Gimme, Naruto asks with a beckoning hand. Sasuke offers instead of fighting over it, and manages not to let go at the same time, and not just to watch the way his mouth fits to the open end where he drinks.
As if I'd tell you that, Sasuke remembers to answer, yanking back on the bottle. Next time, he wouldn't look when Naruto drank anything. Hell, watching him eat was off the list too. Everything was off the list. Naruto shouldn't even be on the list.
Have you ever had sex? Naruto teases with a wicked smirk and a burst of laughter.
Then Sasuke's fist cracks into his shoulder.
Ow! Fuck, ow!
And Naruto makes a face at him.
I've had sex.
Liar, Sasuke replies instantly, scowling. With who?
Nah, Uchiha, as if I'd tell you that.
Naruto dances just out of reach.
Hey, don't drink it all!
Sasuke scowls while he drains the rest of the sake just to spite him.
You fucker.
Don't believe you. The bottle lands 5 feet over, spinning in the grass.
I swear it's true, bastard!
Naruto paused to fight with a smirk, swaying close to see if he could pickpocket that last bottle out. Then, mostly in the effort to distract Sasuke and see his reaction out of an exhilarating urge to flirt, he whispers into his ear,
She was wet and tight and I liked it because she had her legs around my waist.
After a moment, where Sasuke pretends the cooler air is the result of his sudden, spine-coiling shiver, he repeats,
Who?
With a touch more scorn to cover up his interest, and he certainly doesn't think, That's not fair at all. Some girl in the Mist County. Naruto keeps his wicked, playful smile on his face. Sasuke doesn't seem to notice when the blonde dips his fingers around the neck of the bottle. The burn of the alcohol in his system leaves Naruto daring and lightheaded, a general grasp of where he could lead this making him nervous. Sasuke makes him nervous, considering Sasuke as, well, like that. Naruto uses the acquisition of the bottle to dance away with a ha and triumphantly swallow enough to fry the last of his nervous tension. Sasuke hasn't said anything yet. Naruto takes it as a good sign. Even intoxicated and acting all human and getting drunk or something, he knows Sasuke could do a decent job of kicking his ass. For 2 steps and a bland glimpse of Sasuke, who's watching him back with that hungry little blaze that Naruto's sure Sasuke doesn't know is there, Naruto is aware of just how much he suddenly wants to get Sasuke worked up that way. This might take skill beyond Naruto's measure, but he's willing to risk it. The words roll out of his mouth before he could even stop to think it could be another stupid question that Sasuke could break his kneecaps for. Starts it with a nonchalant, conspiring, and slightly slurred,
You know, she, I think I liked it better when she sucked me off. You ever get, you know, that?
Sasuke's brow twitches faintly into consideration, too far from sober to bother with arrogance.
No, he admits grudgingly, holding out a hand for the sake.
Don't you ever shut up?
Only when my mouth's busy. Hey, you got sake at your place, right? You're gonna let me drink, right?
Sasuke's glance is sharp and wary. In fact, Naruto's pretty sure he's seen that look before, too. So he meets Sasuke's gaze, blinks, and raises a brow in a silent, fake innocent, Huh? What? What is it? And lets Sasuke take 3 hearty gulps from the sake, watching him absently swallowing the fluid with that speculating look.
That's right, Sasuke. Take the bait.
Naruto, while Sasuke is busy trying to reboot his mental process, is going through a nervous, wild dare kind of feeling. The drink doesn't help him any more than his racing thoughts of Sasuke's drunk and acting human to that he was hard, he was hard, he was hard, and he was talking about the fox, and that thought smacks right into an unexpected, Hey, Sasuke's letting me flirt with him. It makes Naruto uneasy, thrilled, and terrified all at once. It makes him want to see how far he can push it before Sasuke freaks out and tries to decapitate him. The rest of him isn't so upset once he was past the realization that Sasuke... Sasuke, of all the ice-cold asexual people he knew, got boners like everyone else, except for, well, different reasons. The rest of Naruto's awareness, heart thumping, is slowly focusing on Sasuke's mouth. He's never been so curious, ever wanted to mess around like this before, just by looking at someone's mouth. It's such a pretty mouth. Meanwhile, Sasuke is slowly getting over the horrifying giddiness that had swamped up through his chest with Naruto's blatant comment, buries it with as much sake as he could stand, immersed in the singular thought Naruto's mouth around his that makes him nervous and clumsy, his mind bemused and silent. Out of the defaultiest of default reactions, Sasuke ignores it and continues walking, pleased that his legs are up to the challenge. "Damn, how far do you live, anyway?" Naruto complains, arms cocked behind his head. Sasuke lets the bottle dangle from his hands and shrugs. 4 blocks or so? You got more booze there?
Not for you, Sasuke replies. He doesn't take his focus away from the ground. Part of him speculates how long it will take his unsteadying footing to malfunction, while the rest is ignoring the fact that he's never been quite this inebriated and well on his way to attempting something totally new. He hasn't even really considered the topic of a sex life yet. He's always had other important priorities. It's too foreign to make sense of it, how it would fit into things. He isn't even sure how it works, the sex thing. But Naruto, damn it, already knows what it's like, and that, my God, wasn't fair. I don't care right now. I'm gonna find out, even if it is that stupid Dobe, passes through his thoughts, and Sasuke is distinctly, unavoidably aware of the way his body wasn't quite responding right, the heavy, fluid numbness that loosens and relaxes through his middle. So I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do it right after I figure out what it is. What else is there? Sasuke prods at the bemused anticipation that Naruto rips from him, the slippery promise of pleasure pooling in his belly, walking beside and acutely focused on Naruto's body, loose and swaying with his own haze. I bet Naruto would tell me if I asked. When Naruto leans close to snatch the bottle and continue drinking, Sasuke weaves with the dual sense of go for it and keep walking. Naruto doesn't seem to notice, but Sasuke doesn't know it's because Naruto is too preoccupied with watching the way Sasuke's legs flex while walking. So, what are we gonna do at your house? Besides you drinking all by yourself, I mean. Stuff, Sasuke answers vaguely, because he isn't sure how to say, quite possibly you, without looking like an idiot. Stuff? What kind of stuff? Like, drinking for me stuff? Hey, you got any good movies? Naruto pauses to think, taking a moment longer than he should while absently thumbing his mouth. You never answered my question if you had sake there or not. Can't drink and watch movies if there isn't any left. It's in a cupboard. Do I get some? Fine. Fucking awesome! 5 minutes later, 2 swigs of sake and a scuffle over who got to hold the bottle, Sasuke won with fingers of steel, trademark, Sasuke stops in his tracks without letting Naruto know, watching the blonde stride ahead. Against his better judgment, he smirks when Naruto realizes his absence with a curse, an abrupt about-face that nearly introduces him to the streetlight. Fuck, where'd you— Sasuke, still smirking, takes the final swallow or 3 from the bottle and tosses it aside, with Naruto making a face at him for drinking the last of the sake. The Uchiha pushes open the gate with the flat of his hand and enters the courtyard of his home. You could have told me your house was, like, right there, asshole, Naruto complains. Pay more attention. Sasuke lets the gate swing shut behind him, more amused than disappointed that Naruto stops it in time, squawking out another curse. You ever hear of consideration, bastard? Earn it, Dobe, Sasuke calls back automatically, swaying with the effort of locating his keys to unlock the door. Which pocket? Were they even in the pockets? He doesn't quite make it to discovery before the door rushes out to smack him flat. The fuck, door? And Naruto's weight is heavy and warmer than the flush of alcohol that keeps Sasuke from figuring out how to push away from the door to turn around and punch Naruto at the same time. What'd you say, you stupid jerk? Naruto's voice is all teasing, smug, low-pitched rasp, and Sasuke mutters out a half-finished curse, unable to turn to see and half-mushed to his front door, unable, unwilling, to turn and face it just yet. Fingers wiggle in the tight, gripping curve the blonde has over the back of Sasuke's neck. The wood scrapes the side of his face. Earn it? Sasuke is intensely aware of being pressed flat to the door,
of Naruto's weight and the warmth of his words against his neck, of the heartbeat thudding against his spine, the hands not really pinning him tight enough to hold, of feeling too close and wondering if Naruto was going to do something or not. What was this?
How do I earn it, bastard?
You... Damn it, get off already! A brilliant burst of laughter, and Naruto presses his mouth to his skin, snirking out,
Get off! You just said get off!
The blonde sucks in a breath with a strand of laughter behind it. Despite the rapid shift to insinuation, his hold on Sasuke's arm and shirt is unrelenting.
Promise?
Naruto murmurs then, against the hollow just behind the ear. He knows he probably has about 5 seconds to remove his hands and get a safe distance away, but the sound in Sasuke's throat is a cross between angry cat and steam kettle. Naruto can see the red tint creeping across sculpted cheekbones and is absolutely thrilled and can't stop laughing. Sasuke knows that Naruto is still laughing because he feels the chest shaking flat against his spine. Still laughing, probably laughing at him, and Sasuke doesn't quite care to make the distinction, as flushed and nervous as he won't admit to being. Laughter leaves Naruto distracted enough to miss Sasuke's sudden twist and his leg leaping up to sweep him aside. Naruto feels the foot plant somewhat sloppily in the center of his chest, laughing hard as Sasuke kicks him away, wide-eyed, flushed, and scowling.
But you said get off!
Sprawled out flat on his back in Sasuke's courtyard, Naruto keeps on giggling and subsequently missing the way wide-eyed Sasuke gropes him behind and has the door open in 2 nanoseconds flat. The fact Sasuke has to snap off the doorknob on instinct goes unnoticed, not quite fleeing for the comforting darkness inside. But Naruto isn't drunk enough to miss an opportunity to tackle Sasuke through the door either, and they end up tumbling onto the floor and over the odd pair of unused shoes.
Dobe!
Sasuke is snarling while they scuffle briefly. Once Sasuke realizes it isn't the world trying to bitch-slap him, but just Naruto again. He gets 2 jabs with his elbows, grunting and scowling and scissoring his legs to try and throw off the blonde's hold.
Hey!
Naruto ducks last minute to avoid a swiping backhand, reaches out and shoves Sasuke down by the chest.
Just, hey, goddammit!
And unbelievably laughing, still laughing as Sasuke rolls the both of them, tumbling and fighting, right into the wall. Somehow, they end up with Naruto painfully wedged against the short, rigid edge of the raised floorboards and Sasuke sitting on his legs. There's a shoe under Naruto's leg somewhere.
Ow! Fuck, my legs, you bastard!
Naruto slaps away the fist aiming for his head, grabs the other and scoots as he pulls Sasuke off balance, scowling up while Sasuke catches himself with his one free hand, drawn out and awkwardly half-pressed against the blonde. Sasuke doesn't seem to notice. He's too busy cussing out Naruto, who decides to rectify the situation and snags a hand over Sasuke's elbow, yanking and twisting up. Sasuke descends to the floor with a strangled,
You vapid, dirty, cheating moron!
And wonders briefly, head spinning, how Naruto had managed to pin him. Sasuke can't get his legs underneath him for leverage, squirming and kicking and feels one foot smack against the wall, hears it echo. For a moment, they pause to catch a breath and assess the situation. Naruto's mouth is hovering over his exposed shoulder, breath warm and ticklish. Sasuke is half-twisted on his side, his hip pressed against Naruto's strained, tight belly, shoulders locked down with arms a bronzer hue than his own. A piece of blonde hair is poking him right in the eye. He's forced to shake his head to dislodge it.
Would you just hold still for once?
Naruto murmurs breathlessly. Reflexively presses tighter just in case Sasuke was using it to hide an attempt to wriggle free, then huffily shoves him flat to the floor, pushing at his hips, his grip shifting as fluidly as the way the world rocks under Sasuke. Stuck between the obstinate floor and the solid, heavy heat of Naruto on top of him, Sasuke can't do anything about the hand slipping up under his shirt. It's as warm as the mouth that seals his breath, and Sasuke has his hands clenched tight to the unzipped, bunched-up jacket. He uses it as an anchor to orient on something solid, something other than the mouth kissing his, the hand and a flat belly and obvious, rigid erection challenging his own. Dimly, Sasuke notes he's quite dizzy through this first kiss experience thing.
Did I earn anything there, bastard? Like, sake?
Naruto mumbles after a moment in the approximate direction of Sasuke's ear.
Sasuke can feel the blonde's jaw moving against his, and while he knows they were on the floor, he wonders if Naruto's pinning them to the wall with chakra, because it sure seems like everything's been tilting. Huh? Sasuke manages the noise and cracks an eye open. No, Sasuke wants to tell him. Keep trying. The world rocks when Naruto pushes up just enough to peer at him, and it forces Sasuke to close his eyes before he falls off, kicks at Naruto for good measure. The house is semi-dark, and Naruto looks like a pale shadow lurking above him. Yeah, sake. Which cupboard is it in? I don't want any more sake, Sasuke tells him, while Naruto's busy chasing the shadows on Sasuke's neck with his mouth. For me, Naruto whines, hiding the sly tinge of amusement grinning to his shoulder. Please, can I have some sake? No. And Sasuke arches in the effort to keep his shocked, jagged noise from existing at all when Naruto rolls his hips to punctuate a lower, deeper, please that doesn't sound anything at all like a question. Not with Naruto and his hips between Sasuke's thighs, anyway. Mutinously, Sasuke bites down on every noise and every possible accent when Naruto rocks against him, mouth trailing heat and the collar of his shirt yanked down to provide access. Dizzy and warm and still trying to convince himself that the floor will stop moving, Sasuke is reduced to the throb of jagged pleasure up his spine, sharply aware of just how close, if he could just... Oh, wait a second here. Dobe! Sasuke gasps, stiffening suddenly, pushing Naruto back. Well, up at arm's length, hands firmly planted on Naruto's chest. The blonde smirks down at him, the hint of white teeth through that wide mouth. Which cupboard was it in? Naruto replies, shamelessly pushing back Sasuke's wrists and tugging his collar again.
I have to pee.
Liar, Naruto mutters, merciless. Sasuke manages a raised eyebrow in defiance of his drunkenness, as if to say, you'd like to risk it? Sake first, Naruto states, more or less on his hands and knees above Sasuke and not so up and close and personal anymore. Sasuke doesn't mind so much. He gets a hearty glimpse of Naruto's tightly muscled stomach with his shirt hanging loose like that. Wants to reach out and touch it. Under the sink, Sasuke finally answers, glowering.
Lego already.
It's much easier to answer and get Naruto to release him. Eyeful or not, Sasuke's bladder is shoved to top priority. Still, he doesn't mind pushing Naruto a little when he feels the blonde isn't moving fast enough.
Man, you're touchy, Naruto teases, catching himself on his hands and making faces at him.
After a second, he rolls to his feet and props himself up for a second against the wall. Sitting up, Sasuke slaps a hand at the wall to make sure it's not moving like the floor, bracing just to sit up and rising slowly, make sure to tug his shirt back into place.
It's my house. I can touch it if I want. Okay. Good thing you're done with the booze. Fuck, you're smashed. You're so smashed. I'm glad I'm smashed. Hey, can I raid your fridge?
No.
Stingy, too.
Naruto laughs, reeling somewhat upright and stepping in the direction of what he thinks is the kitchen. Sasuke doesn't bother to verbally correct him. He merely points on the right direction and waits a moment or two, urgent need to piss momentarily forgotten while Naruto leans out of the closet with a questioning look.
Where's... Damn it, Sasuke, why didn't you say something? You asshole, you do that on purpose, don't you?
Sasuke waits until he makes it all the way to the bathroom door before he starts snickering. To his credit, relieving himself goes relatively smoothly. He doesn't fall over once. It just takes over 5 minutes to get that far. After a few minutes of struggling to refasten his shorts, Sasuke lets go of the toilet and remembers to flush. Most of the difficult tasks aside, he exits the bathroom and wanders back down his hallway. There's light streaming from the kitchen. Naruto's leaning into the fridge, sake bottle cocked against his hip as he peers through the stockpile. His jacket is half tossed over a chair, and Sasuke can't seem to move his eyes from the sight of Naruto in a t-shirt. So odd, so dissimilar from everything he's associated with this boy.
You took forever. I'm starving, bastard. Can I have one of the onigiri?
Sasuke's close enough to tug the sake bottle from Naruto's hand and tries to push the fridge door shut with the other, heedless to Naruto still in the way. No, don't eat my food. He glares belligerently, swigging from the bottle. Naruto pushes back against the door to avoid being pinched, leaning over it to pull the bottle away from Sasuke's mouth and cuts right to the chase. You got something better for me? And Sasuke watches the blonde swallow in a different sort of way, when Naruto's eyes linger on his face, the bottle still pressed between his lips. Oh yeah, that's not obvious. By the time Sasuke brings his eyes up to meet Blue, Naruto is twisting out of the way of the door, and things happen very fast, again. Sasuke hears it shink shut while Naruto clutches at Sasuke with one arm, who stumbles forward because he's still trying to push shut the fridge, and seizes the sake bottle with the other. Sasuke slaps down his arm, but Naruto doesn't care. He's ducked in for another kiss, the sake on Sasuke's tongue and ignoring the strands of dark hair he's inadvertently kissing, too. Naruto guides the both of them past the fridge and towards the counter, smacking into it with a thud and pressing tight, working the bottle free from Sasuke's clutching hands while distracting the other boy from a possibly violent reaction. It's a good thing he doesn't even want to breathe yet, and sets the bottle on the counter as far away as possible. He doesn't want it broken. They might need it later. By now, whatever reservations Naruto might have had about the possibilities of this night are 6 sheets to the wind. Naruto's keenly aware of setting off Sasuke in the wrong way and losing an eye, or something worse. But kissing him like this, and pushing him up against the counter. Naruto's acutely aware that Sasuke has hands fisted in his shirt, his tongue in Naruto's mouth, of the way Sasuke breathes while the blonde kisses him, and a sound that defies classification trapped between them. It doesn't matter if it's weird. It's Sasuke he's got pinned, and Sasuke's different. Dimly, Naruto thinks of all the time Sasuke's eyes glinted with that searing look. Sasuke, who was too prickly to stand close to others, teammate, comrade, rival, and it was good. So fucking good just to touch him. If he'd been at the stand at the same time Sasuke had arrived, he'd be drunk enough not to think twice. Hell, even the first thought wouldn't have happened, but... Sasuke, Naruto mumbles, turning his head and feeling Sasuke push his mouth down to trace the cords of his neck, the way he squirmed and shifted and pulled at him. Ow, you bastard, don't bite me! Sasuke lifts his head and scowls hazily at Naruto's hair. Now what? Those things you said. Naruto isn't interested in meeting Sasuke's gaze, yet he keeps his mouth an inch or so under Sasuke's ear and tracks the pulse in his throat while he tries to pull out enough words to express his question, taking care to keep Sasuke's hands away from his hair. Are you really gay? Really, really gay? Or is it... Why did you ask if... You know... Naruto's hand is flat and pressing against his shoulders, and Sasuke can't help feeling confused, trying to listen and think of a way to make Naruto shut up at the same time. Is it the fox? Is it just the fox? It's okay if you are. I guess I just... I don't know, I just wanted to know if you... why you said that. Sasuke doesn't mind he's forgotten just why it had something to do with the fox. The fox and Naruto, or something in that order. And tells him so in a voice intended to convey the unspoken idiot while Naruto's nose and cheek pressed up against Sasuke's neck. I don't remember. Huh? What? Didn't you already, admit it? Naruto replies, winded in slight confusion. You can't do that! It's against the rules! No, it's not, Dobe. And it's not so surprising that Naruto scowls at him and tries to kiss him again in the hope of changing his mind. It's surprisingly pleasant to feel Naruto's mouth against his. Hell, Naruto against him, period. So Sasuke doesn't mind the hand dipping brazenly down the lowest part of his spine. He's determined to see how long Naruto will try and convince him otherwise. It won't take long at all. Within minutes, maybe more, Naruto's pulled back far enough to break off what their mouths were up to, studying him, and then, after a half-muttered, breathless, "Gotta be such a stubborn bastard," against his neck, hands sliding firmly down Sasuke's sides. Naruto drops to his knees while pushing up the shirt and immediately setting his mouth and tongue to the hollow just above Sasuke's hip.
The kitchen echoes with Sasuke's shocked little cry, and Naruto snickers a little and does it again. Sasuke braces his hands on the counter and sets his teeth, wondering why his reflexes seem to be shot and all he can seem to do is keep his spine straight. What is he?
He wouldn't. He won't. Would he?
There's one brief, snatched glimpse of Naruto, glancing back up at him with his hands splayed on Sasuke's hips, mouth scant inches away from his belly. The blonde looks so young and flushed, nervous, and wickedly reckless. The hanging cupboards behind him are digging into the back of his skull, because Sasuke doesn't want to keep his head tilted forward like that to watch. It's too much. His hands are clamped tight over the edge of the counter, his nails scraping at the underside, the sound a counterpoint to the thudding in his ears, the drink burning through his body. "I dare you," Sasuke wants to say. Naruto does it anyway. His hands tug at the waistband, but Sasuke isn't looking anymore. His head hits the cupboard again, senses too heavy with drink. He still hears the snap of the button, the zipper. The room spins when his eyes are closed, but it's non-existent to everything that's happening right now. In truth, it only takes two heartbeats before Naruto tugs down the clothing to free Sasuke's cock, the blonde thinking a little longer, different shape without even realizing it. His right hand is close enough to simply turn and press a palm against it, fingers wrapping around out of instinct. Naruto is keenly aware of how Sasuke's gone very still and taut when touching him like this. All recognized and brandished in the moment between thundering heartbeats, and Naruto leans forward with a shallow noise and slides it into his mouth without a second thought. Not even the, "Oh god, I'm drunk and sucking off Sasuke," that should have been there. Naruto doesn't even know if thinking is possible right now. He's too busy trying to make sure he's doing it right, cataloging taste and scent and texture, and how Sasuke reacts to everything he does, wants to see what he'll do. Sasuke's body is tense under his hands, his dick thicker and more solid than expected, and slightly pulsing against his tongue. Naruto has only to bob his head a few times before he knows Sasuke's getting something out of it. A heel smacks into the cupboard door with Sasuke's convulsive thrust, hips and belly tight under his hands. Naruto does it again just to hear the hitch in Sasuke's breathing. is the sound that Naruto hears from the straining Uchiha, head flung back and bearing down so hard on the cabinets that Naruto is surprised he didn't hear it crack. A gasp or two and Sasuke goes back to holding his breath, hips twitching. 2 experimental minutes and 18 seconds later, with the occasional gasp and or, Naruto pulls back far enough to examine the softer, sensitive tip with his tongue, waits, swirls, then sucks him in deeper, pretends to swallow with so much of Sasuke in his mouth. Out, and does it again, as many as it'll take. Sasuke tightens his grip on the edge of the counter and comes with a high-pitched sound locked in his throat, the force of it rippling tight through his body, hips straining. He gasps shortly, vision swimming with the way the gratification undermines the alcohol, the way Naruto lingers all through the head rush of pleasure. No breath left to think with as the blonde settles back with a belated gasp for air and wipes his mouth, eyes hooded and daring and still so heated. A second later, his legs buckle and Sasuke can't hold on tight enough to keep him from toppling forward onto Naruto, who grunts with surprise and manages to cushion his fall enough to prevent any damage. Sasuke hears himself mumble something incoherently, dizzy and slumped over Naruto. The blonde squirms under him with a hesitant, rough-voiced, "Sasuke?" and shoves a leg between Sasuke's knees to straighten him out. "You passing out on me?" "Mm-hmm." Sasuke sounds somewhat indignant, even if his mouth parted and his eyes aren't open. "Fell." "Saw that." Naruto puffs to get unruly black hair away from his mouth and suck at the skin waiting above. His hands cease their death grip on Sasuke's flanks and skim back and forth, fascinated with the slope of his back. "Never done that before. Did you like it?" "Yeah. Hey, stop it," Sasuke tells him in a voice too breathless to believe, hands flat on the floor because Naruto's hips are rocking gently between his legs, the pressure sending frost-sweet jolts through his middle. The blonde has his foot planted firmly against the front of the counter, using it as leverage. "What are you..."
What do you... I... Already feels weird. Stop it.
Don't want to. Shut up.
There's a hand pushing through tangled hair and pulling Sasuke's face up, and Naruto does nothing but kiss him breathless, not quite tasting like sake and miso ramen, rocking and hard under the lowest part of Sasuke's abdomen. He doesn't know how long they're tangled up on the floor, too busy trying to categorize each sensation with persistent, untethered pleasure. Somewhere in the middle of it all, Naruto sneaks a hand between their bodies to undo his pants, and Sasuke huffs to hide his surprise when the solid arousal pokes out from under Naruto's fingers and up against Sasuke's still exposed hip. It's hot and damp and surprisingly hard, and Sasuke shifts uncooperative arms and splayed legs in the urge to sit up and look at it. By the time Sasuke feels comfortable with the combination of Naruto's mouth, leg, and evident want, he's wondering just exactly what they're doing. Naruto's got a hand clutching rhythmically at his ass, hips jolting and mouth detouring at his collarbone. It has him half-hard again and curious and uncertain all at once.
Dobe, Sasuke rasps, somehow propping up on his elbow and peering through his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Naruto has both hands around the waist and lower, molding them together and settles for a gentle twitch and squeeze while Sasuke hovers over him.
Are we having sex?
Sasuke asks quite seriously, faltering, swaying lightly with Naruto's movements. He knows how it works with girls. He does, but there aren't any female parts involved in this. Naruto opens his mouth to say something, eyes surprised and teasing, half laughing, and Sasuke, shaky and disoriented, doesn't know how to clarify just what he wants it to be.
Do you want to?
No.
Sasuke pokes him in the chest, still serious.
Are we having it right now?
Wisely, Naruto doesn't laugh despite the smirk teasing at his mouth. He doesn't even dare to think of how virginal Sasuke is.
No? Why not?
It wouldn't take much,
Naruto replies hoarsely, thumbs running under the ridge of Sasuke's hips. Sasuke watches him swallow, intrigued by the shifting in his throat, the way his blue pretty eyes flicker over everything within spotting distance.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Sasuke scowls in concentration because Naruto's still cheating and hesitantly rolling his hips.
That was the whole point.
For a second, Naruto wants to ask if he could repeat that, just to be sure, thinking, can't do it here. Kitchen, worst place ever. He's okay with it? He really wants to?
Your room?
Naruto starts to say, unexpectedly winded, eyes starting to dart to Sasuke's face just in case he wasn't serious.
Still is. Oh god, he does.
And Naruto, come what may, is completely fine with that. Absolutely. Once in a lifetime, hell yes, I'm fine with that chance. Without the clothesline to hang the 6 sheets on, Naruto has every intention of locating Sasuke's room, dropping Sasuke on his ass, and promptly determining the best way to make Sasuke sound like that again, breathless and not quite moaning.
In the hall somewhere.
Sasuke has the directions ready and waiting. Thinks of it briefly as he pushes up Naruto's shirt enough to slide a palm up the chest and forgets in the next breath because Naruto's uncoiling underneath him, pushing up with hands hooked under his knees. The sound Sasuke makes in protest can be considered squeaking, but don't tell Sasuke. Naruto doesn't let the swell of sloshdom stop him from getting on his knees, the first step in getting up and taking Sasuke with him. A moment later, Naruto praises luck and God for being upright, still reeling, with Sasuke half-swaying as Naruto adjusts his pants, and Sasuke's too, since he couldn't seem to let go of Naruto's shirt and stand at the same time. But Sasuke's legs still function, even if it meant going in a weird half-backwards, half-sideways way, because Naruto's his main object of stability. With Naruto trading kisses and nipping at the pale skin of his upper shoulder while he tugs aside the collar, they're midway down the hall when Sasuke's feet slow out of habit to turn the corner of the branching corridor.
Of course, his timing is off, and Naruto's momentum swings them around a half foot short and right into the wall. Huffing irritably, Sasuke pushes him back, too warm and trying to concentrate.
Which door?
Naruto, still out of breath from shock, supporting most of Sasuke's weight while the fingers of his left hand play with the hem of Sasuke's shirt. The other hand is off exploring a region yet untouched along Sasuke's side.
Last door.
Sasuke jumps when a finger wiggles against skin and scowls, thumping a fist against the solid chest after a third time.
Pay attention, Dobe.
Naruto's grin is both wicked and amused, but the only thing he murmurs is,
"Last door on the... on the right," Sasuke finishes,
tilting his head in a superior fashion as if he'd already mentioned it.
"On the right," Naruto echoes,
right back to breathless because it was Sasuke's room just ahead of them as the blonde tries to find a way to balance both Sasuke and himself and move the both of them past a corner. It doesn't help to have Sasuke nuzzle the slope of his shoulder while leaning against him. Naruto huffs, half laughing in exasperation, one arm looped around the sleek waist and the other hand trying to prod at Sasuke's leg to prompt him to move, even though it hasn't quite made it past Sasuke's ass. Of course, at this point, Sasuke doesn't notice or care whose hands are touching what. He's quite sure that the fingers sliding delicately across the blade of Naruto's shoulder are his, and that they're under the shirt. And when did bearskin start to feel so nice? No doubt about it. He can feel the boy against him shift with each balanced stumbling breath, and Naruto is acutely aware of the way the pleasure pulls tight in his skin when Sasuke leans and sways into him. At this rate, it's starting to look like the hallway is the top candidate location choice. Naruto shudders, belly swirling tight and hot when both of Sasuke's hands go sweeping gradually up his back. It's not enough to deter him from his mission, even though his voice is distinctly hoarse.
Damn it, are we making out every 5 minutes or are we going to find your room?
Last door on the right, Sasuke tells him again, too distracted to bother with irritation. He's too busy sucking on the little red marks his teeth had left. A short, sharp little breath, complete with a half-caught, aggressive sound, is the only warning Sasuke gets before the hand cupping his bottom is joined by the other, both lifting before the dark-haired Uchiha can register the lack of contact with the floor. After a second, he realizes Naruto's smashing him up against something again. Chances are it's the wall, and the blonde is neatly supporting him while his hands hoist Sasuke's legs into position, and something primal hot churns in the lowest part of his body. It's enthralling to actually feel the muscles of the Dobe's back tighten and stretch right under Sasuke's hands, and for a brief and equally dizzy moment of speculation, wonders if this was having sex. It's undeniably different to squeeze his thighs tight around Naruto's waist. A slow little wriggle sets his blood racing away from his head, and Sasuke notices the hands clasping together just under his bottom. After careful consideration, Sasuke files away the sensory input for later examination.
Is this?
Sasuke starts to mumble, settling into the supportive grip with his own arms locked over Naruto's shoulders, tousled, unruly blonde hair sliding through his fingers.
Damn it, Sasuke, stop wriggling or I'll fucking drop you! Naruto gasps, a little strained, and presses the both of them back into the wall,
hefting and shifting his grip while Sasuke does a decent impression of a dead weight and kisses him at the same time. 17 seconds after Naruto hefts Sasuke up and against the wall, the blonde jerks heavily back, Sasuke attached firmly to his front. He narrowly misses thunking into the wall and its potential violence if he drops Sasuke, who's making a high-pitched startling noise at the way they're veering down the hall. And, cursing breathlessly with Sasuke yanking on his hair to direct him, Naruto ends up smacking the both of them into the last door on the right instead.
Found it.
Sasuke laughs somewhat breathlessly, hair mussed and gradually descending down the door with Naruto losing his grip, one hand somehow caught between them on Naruto's shirt and pleasantly numb. He doesn't even care that Naruto is there to witness such a sight. And Sasuke certainly doesn't miss the way that Naruto's panting and regrouping for the task of opening the door, or that his damnable mouth is parted and damp against Sasuke's. Naruto pushing against him so hard that Sasuke doesn't even feel it when his legs are dropped, and hands clumsy with drink fumble in the vicinity of Sasuke's side and support him all at the same time. shifts his mouth to a tingling spot on Sasuke's neck until Naruto manages to successfully open the door and keeps Sasuke from toppling backwards by getting him to straddle one of Naruto's legs. In the next moment, Naruto lifts him upright and crushes him tight to the front as he's given up on ever making Sasuke walk properly. No point in trying to find a light switch. Moonlight shreds from the half-shuttered window, falling off the bed and patching over the floor. The door gets about halfway shut before stepping on some unseen obstacle, but Naruto isn't paying attention to that either. Sasuke's hands are raking through tousled blonde hair and pulling him closer, and Naruto can't do anything about the way the dark-haired Uchiha is kissing him, open, wet, devouring, because Naruto is trying to concentrate on making it 3 strides to Sasuke's bed without stumbling. All Sasuke is aware of at the moment is that trying to distract Naruto with nipping little kisses to the general throat area is very entertaining. 4 half-starts and redos later, Naruto sways to a stop in his quest to get across the room, and Sasuke feels his heels thumping into the mattress. For a moment, he's aware of the blonde smirking at him in breathless, dark-eyed laughter. Then, Naruto tips him over and Sasuke hits the bed flat on his back, dizzy from the sudden shift in perspective. "Asshole," Sasuke curses as Naruto crawls up across him, pleased with himself and attacking nip for nip. "Whatever," Naruto tells him, pushing up Sasuke's shirt and bunching it under his arms. "I want your shirt off. Let go." Sasuke ignores him and tugs the collarbone of his t-shirt back down to mouth Naruto's collarbone. Naruto tries again with similar results. The third time, Sasuke stubbornly yanks his shirt back down and scowls like that, clutching firmly at the wrinkled, traumatized t-shirt Naruto was wearing. Naruto thinks it might be easier just to grab something sharp or rip it off. And that made him scowl like that again. In the end, Naruto simply sticks out his arms and straightens backwards, trusting Sasuke's stubborn grip to hold. 1 room spins while upright moment later, Naruto grins at him cheekily while Sasuke pulls the shirt off his face, almost pouting at him. For a brief second, Sasuke is aware he has no choice of keeping his shirt on, not with the way Naruto is watching him and half-illuminated with pale silver light. He's forgotten that his shirt is only covering about 2 inches of his chest. Sasuke is still contemplating the issue and plucking at his shirt when Naruto leans down and removes it entirely in about 3 or 4 tries. Sasuke comes out with static, frizzled hair and 1 blushing, stubborn scowl. But he doesn't mind as much when Naruto sweeps long, dark hair from his face and presses another kiss to his mouth. Too busy keeping a balance between breathing and wrestling Naruto's mouth for dominance, Sasuke clearly doesn't notice clever fingers unfastening his shorts and wriggling them low on his hips. That is, until Naruto's hands brush his sides and under his back, and Sasuke lets out a squeaking yelp. And Naruto discovers that Sasuke is ticklish. Naruto gives him 2 seconds to appreciate the perfect horror as Sasuke utters, "Don't you dare," and Naruto claims the next 30 seconds for his own. Sasuke is dimly aware of hearing himself scream out breathless, choked-off sounds that were not laughter, and Naruto's delighted grin waiting behind it all. His shorts disappear in his kicking efforts to squirm away, Naruto busy trying to pin his hands to the bed and steal a kiss. Sasuke, out of self-defense, as Naruto's hands flicker around his sensitive flanks, reaches out and snatches back the upper hand. Instantly, Naruto goes absolutely still with several abandoned gasps, and Sasuke grins up at him, pleased with the power he's gained over the blonde, just by 1 simple hold neatly executed through the unzipped part of Naruto's pants. Those blue eyes are narrow and dark with the pale light, and Sasuke doesn't quite realize he's studying the curve of the idiot's cheek and parted, tongue-damp lips just above the shadows. Experimentally, Sasuke gives him a squeeze, and Naruto's hands carefully shift their way to either side, hips dropping in imperceptible pleasure. Sasuke hears a muffled sound get swallowed whole, enjoys the hot, curdling ache it leaves in his middle, so he tries a different pressure. "Cheater," Naruto breathes out, and Sasuke doesn't classify what it feels like to have his hand wrapped around Naruto's erection, the heat and the wetness on his fingers, the way it jumps with each half-drawn breath, with each twitch against his palm. "There's more, isn't there?" Sasuke thinks briefly, thrilled and too head-spun with drink to care,
has to be, want to be, should have done this sooner, and that's as far as he makes it before Naruto seizes control again, grasping and twisting Sasuke's wrists flat to the mattress and smirking at him because the blonde is quicker to nudge legs apart with his knees. There are no protests, because Naruto drops in for a different type of kiss, hungry and seeking, luring out each sound Sasuke has to offer with every deft, twisting movement that Naruto makes between his wide, propped legs. Sasuke knows that Naruto's pants are bunched and close to kicked off. They're almost naked, and Sasuke can't ignore it even if he tries. Not like this. Not that he wants to, anyway. Pleasure numbs and blurs the senses of Naruto's hand against him again. His narrow waist and tight muscled stomach, hands and quick-fire heat of his mouth. Somehow, Naruto takes the time to banish all offending fabrics, lay possessive hands on everything within reach and kiss him again, all before Sasuke can come to terms with the fact that he's sprawled rather indecently, not to mention drunk off his ass, on his own bed, and it's all Naruto's fault. Every last goddamn bit of it, and the last thing he wants to do is stop. Sasuke. Fuck, Sasuke. Naruto is mumbling to Sasuke's skin, mouth tracing the words he doesn't know he's lying forth, half-crushing Sasuke into the bed with the sheer weight alone. He can feel the spread of hips, warm-skinned naked hips and belly and thighs, sliding between his legs and the rest of him stationed over his body. A mouth on his skin, his hands, tangled in hair, sleeking over his shoulder, down the back and up again. Sasuke recognizes the way Naruto's moving without ever having seen it, without knowing he knows. Shifting his legs just so and rising to meet Naruto's unhurried twisting, clutching at the blonde-haired boy that gave him such stinging pleasure. Sasuke is distantly aware of a tiny click sound, but it's generally lost behind his awareness of Naruto braced on knees and bent to nip and suck at the muscle of his chest. The hand wrapped around his cock and the exquisite binding sensation it caused. Then, whatever Naruto was doing down there between his legs feels really weird, and Sasuke gasps or curses because something slick is pushing way too intimately into him. Naruto, is his warning snarl, even though his efforts to yank Naruto away, as painfully as possible, are deflected as Naruto peers up through his lashes, expression focused and intense. What? The blonde rasps, chin digging into Sasuke's sternum, the hand still holding swollen, sensitive flesh carefully pumping. Trying to scowl at him, Sasuke pushes at his head and shifts uncomfortably. Stop it. What are you doing? What? He grimaces when Naruto's arm tenses and whatever slick object is inside him moves, then snarls his fingers into pale hair and tugs back. What is it? Do you even know what you're doing? It's just my hand, Naruto drawls, pressing his grin to the thud of Sasuke's heartbeat, trying to inhale with the arousal aching through him, trying to forget about being nervous. And I know more than you do. In the darkness of his room, Sasuke allows the loose, shuddery heat spread over his face and snaps back, "Prove it, Dobe." "I will if you just shut up and stop moving and let me." Naruto nips at his collarbone, pushing up until his face is closer to Sasuke's. His hand, now, is easing back and forth and Naruto repositions a few limbs, his and Sasuke's, until he's more or less braced over Sasuke. In the moonlight, Sasuke is beautiful, even drunk, but Naruto will never, ever dare to tell him that. He's not going to mention how nervous as hell he is, naked on Sasuke's bed and one cliff edge away from confirming everything he's only ever read about, with Sasuke. And there's no chance in hell Naruto will change his mind. Sasuke's waiting, watching him, and Naruto can see the flush on his face even in the moonlight. Naruto doesn't even think he can breathe for the sight of what's happening, of Sasuke, even as he murmurs, "Keep your legs here," and takes his hand away. Sasuke gives him a puzzled, inebriated version of, "What the hell are you doing now, stupid?" as Naruto takes himself in hand and gives Sasuke a glimpse of a few strokes. It'll probably, feel weird. "What will?" Sasuke asks,
frowning, shifting his legs until they don't feel numb, eyes too busy trying to see the rest of Naruto's body through the shadows, more than dizzy and still enduring the way the room slowly twisted on its axis.
You going to do something or not?
Yeah, With one shuddery intake, Naruto stares down at him, braced on his arm and studying the pale features. If it hurts, tell me to stop.
If what hurts?
Sasuke starts to mutter irritably, trying to scowl at him, changing it to surprised, curious exasperation as Naruto starts to push their hips together. He thinks it's the start of another rub against Naruto session, and the rigid part of Naruto slips partially inside with a shocking twist of pain, unexpectedly larger than he thought possible. Sasuke gasps, thinks he does but doesn't, and tries again. Head reeling and no air left to make the sharp noise of pain wading in his chest. He just... inside me. In his dull, breathless thought, lips bitten into numbness. Oh, this... as Naruto attempts a gently, barely there thrust and gets a little deeper. It hurts almost worse than the sting of battle-gained wounds, a stretching pain that Sasuke isn't sure is worth the embarrassment of getting drunk in front of Naruto. Hell, getting naked in front of him and doing all sorts of perverted things. But this is... he thinks through a grimace, embracing against Naruto's weight and registering the soft, hesitant tension when Naruto makes sure not to move too fast.
Hurt?
Naruto manages to ask hoarsely, arms shaking. Sasuke peers at him through his hair, listening to the bed squeak when Naruto shifted his knees, large and painfully hot deep between his legs, and knows without a doubt he's not going to let Naruto know.
Is this it?
Sasuke manages to drawl, plucking at his sides and squirming as much as he dared until his legs regain their blood flow. Bastard. Naruto curls a grin at him in recognition of the challenge, strange and breathless and hungry. Then, his arms shift until his hips fall a bit lower, rocking into him and pointing out just how far he could take this. The second thrust definitely teases free a sound from Sasuke, half-bitten and startled to match the heated flush on his face, aware and unable to define the sensation of Naruto moving against him, into him, the slide of them together. It stings with a burn that isn't really pain, a discomforting thickness that even alcohol doesn't soften. But it's not bad, Sasuke will remember thinking, taking only a moment to catalog the way he gasps for breath, the way he doesn't when Naruto brushes closer to something better than the dull ache, the way Naruto's biting his lip and gasping despite it and the hard line of his stomach that precedes the drive of his hips. Then, between the rolling thrusts, Naruto drops a little more until he's braced on his elbows, mouth pressing into Sasuke's throat. Hands pull at Sasuke's hips to change the angle and pressing him flat beneath his weight, and for a moment, it's not bad, but spine-wrenchingly good, even if it does make him gasp like a girl. Naruto's back arching and sliding under his hands, smirk hidden at the pulse and starting all over.
See?
Naruto's murmuring. Husky with a laugh, he presses into Sasuke's mouth, trading breath and sound before moving on to concentrate on the curving, muscled shoulder, memorizing how certain movements make Sasuke moan like that despite the way Sasuke's clawing at his back. For the span of countless minutes, he makes Sasuke his, even if it's just the one time and Sasuke never talks to him again. Naruto is determined to stake his claim and does so by moving the way he wants to do this, quick and deep, blind with the thrill because Sasuke doesn't seem to mind. Not if the breathless way he throws his head to the side and cries out is any indication, or the way Sasuke digs a hand inside the mattress, or the other pushing at Naruto's chest to help his hips meet the demanding pace. Naruto feels him go unbearably tight and curses without hearing anything, the thud of glass-sharp pleasure roaring through him. Sasuke comes fiercely beneath him, mouth parted and breaking pleasure, soundless and arch-taut through everything flashing blue-white behind his eyes. Naruto hears him drag in half a breath, the voiceless swallow in his throat still so tight. Beautiful and bitter and mine, and everything cracks across his senses and moaning or growling out some undefinable word, Naruto's hitting his own insanely intense orgasm, with hips snapping a notch slower and deep as possible.
He's barely breathing. Couldn't even if he tried. And the sensation of climax with Sasuke so tight rolls him under the blinding rush. And when the numb, tingling prickle fades a little from his mind, hoping dimly he hadn't passed out from something equally undignified, Naruto presses the side of his face against Sasuke's. He cracks his eyes open to see the skin of Sasuke's arm and chest, pale in the moonlight, rising quickly for air and prickled with goosebumps.
Mmm. The blonde pauses to clear a scratchy voice and shifts until his chin is digging into Sasuke's chest again.
Sasuke? He questioned softly, testing the strains of his legs as he eased up on his hands.
Hmm?
Dark eyes peering half open from behind shadowy hair, Sasuke shifts his head to face Naruto's directly. His legs twist back into a more normal position, and after Naruto carefully disengages, with a discreet face for the mess, he's almost smiling while Naruto gropes for a suitable cleaning cloth.
Did you... Naruto glances at him, the darkness and lingering haze dropping his voice to a hushed, nervous tone. Did you like it?
Hmm. Oh, come on, bastard, you're so... Sasuke? Naruto leans over and peers at him, rueful affection twisting his mouth.
Damn you, bastard. You're such a lightweight, he murmurs, daring to brush a hand against the face and slide back the hair.
There's a raucous little sparrow chirping somewhere, and Sasuke sleepily thinks how much he's going to enjoy killing it the moment it gets close enough. Painfully, for daring to make such a racket at an ungodly hour. Blearily, Sasuke covers his head with a pillow to block out the obscenely bright daylight trying to stab his eyes. Then, pricked by some instinct, he peeks from the relative shadows. Naruto waits stretched out on his stomach, fast asleep with one hand lax near his face, the pillow smushed between his head and the wall, one leg poking out of the covers, and Sasuke waits for the heart attack to happen. So, I didn't wander home completely smashed and dreamt I had sex with Naruto. Nope, it just happened instead. There's even a suspicious ache lurking at the bottom of his spine. Stirring, fingers twitch, and Naruto draws in a deep breath, and Sasuke watches a glint of unfocused blue from behind the lashes, trying to figure out what he was going to say. The blonde makes a sleepy noise, rolling onto his back with the exhale. A foot nudges the curve of Sasuke's calf, but he doesn't move just in case the blonde was awake enough and thought Sasuke was still sleeping. He can't see anything of Naruto's face but his cheek and the edge of his ear. It takes a minute or two for Naruto to rise out of sleep enough to yawn, stretching unexpectedly, and Sasuke is surprised at how much he likes the way it looks. Naruto slaps a hand to his face and rubs, yawning again, before his head turns to locate Sasuke. Hazy, odd blue eyes linger on the pillow in puzzlement, and an amused little smile teased on the edge of his mouth. A minute or so passes. 7 seconds, really. So, was it good for you? Naruto asks with a grin and an arm to block a potentially lethal reaction, but Sasuke only groans against the hangover crawling up his spine and tries to suffocate him with a pillow. Oh, come on, I'm serious. You passed out, like, right away. Idiot, shut up. What time is it? How the hell should I know? It's your room. Get off my bed, Sasuke tells him while trying to move the blonde away with his feet. Off. Now. Sasuke, Naruto whines, even as he obligingly rolls off the bed, landing with a solid thump, and muttering under his breath about pushy, stingy bastards. Then, oh, hey, found your clock. It's after 11, by the way, and you're welcome. What? Sasuke exclaims, pushing himself nearly upright to peer over the bed at Naruto, cursing and scrambles off with a wince, or three, nearly kneeing Naruto in the crotch in his haste to land. The hell, Sasuke? Naruto grumbles, swatting at him and peering at him upside down while Sasuke scrambles to find clothes. It's not even noon! A shirt and a suspicious-looking pair of boxers smack into his face, and a terse, "We were meeting Kakashi at 8, you moron," is the only explanation he needs. Oh, fuck. Well,
Glad to see my two time-illiterate students could join us, Kakashi calls cheerfully from his perch on the railing, staring steadfast into a small orange book.
Yeah, sorry, Naruto answers weakly, glancing at Sakura, who's mouthing, "Why were you late?" Then to Sasuke, who's just carefully pretending not to look in his direction.
Well, what's your excuse? It better be a good one. We're wasting Sakura's valuable free time.
What's that supposed to mean? Naruto squawks out.
Sakura looks mildly guilty, and even Sasuke narrows his eyes at Kakashi.
Let's see. Today was going to be easy. One mission and that's it. But I guess both of you get to run laps and do tactical ops, and Sakura gets some free time. Next time you won't be late, will you?
That's not fair, Naruto grumbles, tugging at his jacket collar.
Still waiting on those excuses, Uzumaki.
Naruto spares one shuddered glance for Sasuke, still uncomfortably tugging at his jacket.
We were drinking last night and woke up late, Sasuke answers coolly, faintly scowling.
Well, Kakashi replies in the slowest drawling delight.
That explains why you're wearing his shirt, huh?
Naruto's face is both pink and pale as he slides a wide-eyed glance to Sasuke, who's looking down at a particular dark t-shirt, plucking at it, and Naruto remembers exactly how it came off. For a second, he stares, as Sasuke glances back up and shrugs, and Naruto knows he's not the only one who witnessed the smirk tugging on that mouth, but he's the only one who knows exactly what it means.
I must have grabbed the wrong one.
But if he's wearing mine... Naruto hears himself making a choking sound of shock as he yanks down the zipper to his jacket and pulls it open, baring to the world a slightly crumpled collar that hides half his face and flushes out of brilliant embarrassment. Sakura blinks in perplexed mirth, even as Kakashi starts to snicker and Sasuke slaps a hand to his face.
Idiot, Sasuke sighs, but he's still smirking behind his fingers.